Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Glory to God. And we just love you, and we love God, and we're so glad you're with us today. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and honor for these broadcasts. And we call upon you, sir. You are our God who is love, and we thank you for loving us. We thank you for giving yourself to us. And today, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. Mm-hmm. We thank you for manifestation of your power. And we give you praise and honor. And we glorify the name of Jesus. And it's in that name we pray and believe that we receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to impress people how humble I am. Yes, sir.
Well, it's working. God, who is love, is good.
Oh, I know love, that's right.
I'm talking about God is love is God. God, then, the scripture said, He is good. And his mercy,
praise God,
endures forever. If God had that much bad in him, there wouldn't be anybody alive.
That's true.
You couldn't stand this sorry mess all over the entire earth, going on night and day, just hearing billions of people blaspheme your name. If you'd have had just that much bad in you, you'd kill the whole mess a long time ago.
You know, that one translation says he's extraordinarily patient.
Oh, and disposed to do favors.
To show favors.
He is love. Oh, Lord, we thank you for it.
Bless you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory.
We received that this morning.
Let's go back over where we were now. In 1 John, we want to read these scriptures again, if you would, please, in 1 John chapter 4. And we began with verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Now, stop there just a moment. And John is not writing this book to the world. He refers to the world in it. But he's talking to my little children. And in writing this, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Well, you have to know God because he's writing this to born-again people. He's writing this to born-again, Holy Ghost baptized
people.
He's
writing this, the first verse, word says, to his beloved.
His beloved.
His family.
So these are born-again people.
Yeah.
So they know God or they wouldn't be born again.
That's right.
But what he's talking about, You don't know who he is. You don't really know him if you're not lover. If you're not loving the brethren, that's what the book is about here. If you're not practicing
God is love,
you're not practicing walking in the commandment of love. Now, he just takes it for granted here, and he talks about the commandments. And he's talking about not just, he's referring them to the Ten Commandments and all the associated commandments with them. But he's referring also to the commandment of Jesus, love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. And love the brethren in the 13th chapter of John, 34th verse. Love one another or love the brethren, even as I have loved you. Mm. Now, Romans 5:5 says the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. So, that means he's in here. So, love is in here.
We have the ability to
do that. We have the ability. All we have to do is make the decision and practice.
That's right.
Practice. You have to practice. Practice. Practice makes
Perfect.
So that's what this is talking about. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now go with me down here to the 16th verse. We have known. Now see here he said, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Mm-hmm. And we have known and believed,
yes,
or had faith in the love that God hath shown to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect. Now, he's not talking about mental. He's not talking about love feelings. You can love when you don't feel like it at all. Bless you, sweetheart.
Excuse me.
You can love when you don't feel like loving at all. The Greek word agape, the working definition of it is it's love and refers to the love of God, who is love. But it's not an act of feelings. There's another Greek word translated love that is natural human love. And of course, in the English language, we don't have two different words to express it with.
Yeah.
I wish we did, but you just have to renew your mind to it. And that Greek word, agape, is God didn't love you because he feels like it. He loves you because he decided to. Then it's an act of your will. Mm-hmm. It is will love. I will. Now, let me put it like this. Give me a hand. It is covenant love. I give you my word. I love you. Now, that's what God has done for us.
Amen.
See, we're reading his word. He gives us his word in agape. This is what people in a marriage ceremony, this is what they're supposed to be doing, is entering into a place of covenant, and it's an act of will. If it's only an act
a
of
bond.
Feelings, it's the bond of a promise and a covenant. Now, if it's only an act of feeling, you're just getting married like what that old Johnny Cash song, we got married in a fever, yeah, well, it ain't going to last.
In a fever.
Now, here's the thing, though. If you're just going by feelings, somebody's going to let somebody down. I was so impressed that when I heard this, a man proposed to his wife. Lord, may I enter into that? Yes, sir. A man proposed to his wife, and she said, you'll always be number one in my life. He said, I hope not, because I'm just a man. And if I'm number one in your life, I'll let you down. But if Jesus is number one in your life, he'll never let you down. Isn't that strong?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when a marriage is built on that, it's just like our marriage. Gloria and I, we both know this. I know that Gloria loves Jesus more than she does me. She knows that I love Jesus more than I do her. It's hard. I can't tell the difference, really.
No, really.
But
no,
if it came
no
down,
no competition.
If it came down to it, of course I would never deny Jesus for you, Gloria, my children, or anybody else, ever. But here's the thing: we both know that, and what the Lord tells us to do is what we're going to do. whether it looks right to us, if it's in His Word, we're going to do it. He loves us, and His plan is so good for us. He is good, and His mercy endures forever because He is love. And he that is born of God loves. That's who we are. And His love has been shed abroad, like I said, in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And to give us the ability to stand in that commandment. Now, when let's go here right quick to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And notice, it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And here, like I was saying yesterday, right there, Gloria, the word Lord is capital L, capital O-R-D, thy God, the voice of the Lord, who is love, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. And I'm adding, who is love? See, love plans to bless. That's His whole life.
He spoke those words to bless.
That's the reason.
It wasn't
now,
an afterthought.
People take
that's
the Ten Commandments wrong. Like God just, boy, He's just limiting me, just putting me down. No. Here, and if you'll read the whole thing, don't just get a little copy of the Ten Commandments. Read the book of Exodus. Here's what He was saying. Don't have some other fool God before me. They can't bless you.
That's right.
Hey, I'll bless you. Don't be stealing. Don't be doing that. I'll give you more than you could steal.
Yeah.
If you'll live and walk with me and walk by faith, seek ye first the kingdom of love, and all these things will be added unto you, Jesus said.
That's right.
And then He said, don't be coveting that man's wife. What's the matter with you, boy? I'll get you one prettier than her. I got you something planned. Ask me how I know. I'll get you something planned that's so good, you're going to thank God every day for it. And I do. Amen.
Just prepared for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And when I finally got hooked up with God's plan, and married this woman here, I want you to know it changed my whole life. It changed everything about me. And the blessing started that day. Glory to God. Amen. So, here that was the whole idea in the Ten Commandments, is to get you separated here. Now, here's another thing you need to understand this. If He gives you a commandment that in your flesh you can't keep, and He knew that, then He's going to also provide the way for you to be forgiven for breaking that commandment. And that was the reason for the sacrifices. Don't kill the man, kill the animal. And Jesus became the lamb sacrifice forever.
God.
Can you see what love was doing? Love's figuring out a way to get his man and woman back. Glory to God. We can bless.
That's right.
He said, I am he who blotted out your transgressions for my own sake and remember your iniquities no more.
Praise God.
For his sake? Yeah. If he remembers your sin, he can't bless you. Love wants to bless.
That's good.
I just got a
That's
Texas
good.
Way of saying that. He's just eat up with it. That's what grace is all
he
about.
Is
grace
love.
Is God's overwhelming love and desire to treat you and me like sin ain't never even happened. Now, there's a lot more commandments than the 10. God gave 10. But out of that came, there's hundreds of them. Now, if you keep them, here come the blessing. You don't even have to ask for it. It's there, and it'll just overcome you. All right. Let's go over here to the 13th chapter of the book of Romans. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen to this. Oh, I went to the 1st Corinthians instead of Romans because we're gonna be over there after a while. Romans 13, verse 9, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, oh, you ought to underline that. You ought to make little stars around it. Glory to God. If there be any other commandment, say it out loud. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly, you can understand it in a second. It is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, because love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Praise God.
What is that? That's God fulfilling his own law so you could get blessed.
I had a thought that I never had before. Which one of these would you be better off doing? Adultery, killing, stealing, lying, coveting. All of those are bad things. They'd work bad things in your life.
Yes,
they'd
sir.
Bring curse in your life.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
That's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
That's a no-brainer. That's right.
Think about this. Love, who is God.
Yeah, God is love.
Worketh no ill to his neighbor. Of course, it's talking about us, that love worketh no ill to his neighbor. That's what satisfies the law. I'm not going to steal from you if I love you.
No.
And so forth and so on. But God, who is love, can't possibly work ill for his children.
No.
And this whole man-made, horrible idea that God is the source of anybody's sickness or anybody's poverty or anybody's death.
That's right.
Is hell manifest.
You know, God went to great lengths in the scripture to show us the curse. These will bring the things that would bring curse into your life. He did that so that you wouldn't do that. If you don't do these things, then the curse not the result. If you do these things that are a curse, you'll get cursed. It's already there. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Well, you know, he said, if you walk in the commandments of God, all these blessings come on you and overtake you. In the 15th verse, he said, if you will not hearken to the voice of God, and so forth. All these curses will come on you and overtake you. And think about it like this. The moment Adam broke with God, the curse was manifest.
He disobeyed one rule that he was given.
Well, but it was so serious. Yep. The fruit on that tree belonged to God. So the fruit on that tree was his tithe. And he stole the tithe. Hmm. And Malachi 3, it says, you've robbed me. And they said, what? And he said, in tithes and offerings. You've stolen from me. That belonged to me. And you've been using it on yourself. Anyway, the curse was everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere that the curse wasn't there. So, it has never gone away. It's been overpowered.
Yeah, that's a good
But one. It's never gone away. It's still here because the devil is still here. Now, help me with this, Lord. The devil didn't have to curse you by contacting you. All he had to do was lead you to do and say, the curse was there. It just,
Scripture says, you do this, and the curse will come.
That's going to happen because it's already here. And let me put it over on the blessing side. I believe I can make it more clear. It's like this. Blessed shall you be in the city. Well, God didn't have to run down there where you are in the city to bless you. No, his blessing has been released. You do that and it's there. You do this and the curse is there. You do this and the blessing is there. Now you're going to have to use your faith for it and walk in it and operate it and stay in the love of God.
Find out about it.
Amen. Yeah. And we're out of time.
Already?
Yeah. Gloria and I'll be back in just a moment.
The first thing about prayer or any other part of the Christian life is that God loves you. Settle that.
You see yourself sad, sick, broke, busted, and we're going to struggle. No, I don't. I see myself blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Greater is he was in me than he was in the world.
Join us at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, July 29th through August 3rd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
It's so hard to love that person who wronged me.
God, I don't know how you can love me when I'm always messing up.
It's time to break free from love-limiting thoughts and understand that God has given you the capacity for his love. Get Faith in God's Love, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and begin to develop your faith concerning the love of God. He is love. If he dwells in you, then love dwells in you. God says his love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. That means you have the ability to not only believe, but receive, give, and live by the love of God. And love never fails. When you order your thoughts, feelings, and will according to his word, you can choose the love way every time. Become rooted and grounded in the love of God by putting his word first place. All fear is cast out when you have faith in God's love. Order Faith in God's Love, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these eye-opening messages, you'll be assured of God's love for you. Discover how you can share his love with those around you to bring victory and strength into their lives. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Father, we pray for all of our partners and all of this radio and television audience all over the world. And we praise you and thank you for them. Thank you for all of them that are so strong to pray with us and strong to sow into us financially. And we're just so blessed. And we want them to be blessed beyond measure.
Praise God.
Thank you for it, Father. Now, we are instructed to preach the gospel on every available voice. That's what this is now, an available voice. Our meetings are an available voice. You need to get into it wherever you can and let the Word of God change you forever. And there's something about putting forth the effort to get with a corporate faith.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, it gets charged with it. The glory comes and just gets charged with it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that
Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.